Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the world-famous and talented Ed Marquardt is here. Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you, Mike. It's always good to be here.
Ed is here representing the Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's, as he's done in the past, and then for many years before that. He was here with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. He was a professor at Rhode Island College for many years, and you're no longer at Rhode Island College, right?
No, not for 9 years.
9 years it's been already. Wow. But you still are teaching. You're still lecturing. You have a series at the Redwood Library, right?
That's correct. Once a month on Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock, I'm told people pull up to their computers with a glass of the red stuff and enjoy a music history lesson.
There you go. So if you'd like to do that, check that out. And if you enjoy the chamber orchestra music of Barrington, you can go to their website, which is very easy to remember because it's just the initials, COBSJ.org, and you can check out their upcoming season, which is why we're here tonight to talk about an event coming up in just a couple weeks, Sunday, August 14th at St. John's at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. There will be a concert, the first of several that we're going to talk about today. There are three coming up, in one in August, one in September, one in November, and then a couple more next year, which we'll touch on those too. But Ed, let's find out about what's been happening with you and the orchestra in the past few months. Things are recovering, right?
That's right. We had our last concert was June 5th, and we had a full house at the church in Barrington. Yeah, we're very excited. My brother came from Illinois, a niece came from California, and a nephew came from North Carolina, so we had, the Marquardt family had it covered coast to coast.
Well, there you go. So, sounds like a full house of just family.
Well, yeah, that's true. The 14th, we're doing a special performance. We've not done this in the summer before. But it's a collaboration with the Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's and the Providence Ballet Theater. And we're doing a work by Igor Stravinsky called L'Histoire du Soldat, or The Soldier's Tale. And it was written by Stravinsky 1918-1919 at the end of World War I. And, of course, you all remember that his last big piece, The Rite of Spring in 1913, had 100-plus players, big ballet company in Paris. And, of course, the war made everything a little bit more difficult to come up with funding. And so he developed this work for players, dancers, and narrator. And it's based on a Russian folk tale, and it's the old Faustian tale of selling your soul to the devil. And the music is unique. It's only 7 players. And this is the beginning of what has been called his neoclassical period, where everything was smaller, and also sort of followed the geography, if you will, of the classical period, a.k.a. Mozart and Haydn and the like. And so it's about an hour in length, and we're very happy to have with us the Providence Ballet Theater. Eva Marie Pacheco is the artistic director, and for this performance, she's the choreographer. Interestingly, I think, Eva Marie was the very first Sugar Plum Fairy I ever conducted, the first time I did the Nutcracker a few moons ago. Wow. And the last time I did this work, Eva Marie was the princess. The three characters are the soldier, the princess, and the devil.
Well, there you go. And you don't need anyone. You need me to play the devil or no? It's all set.
No, we're not typecasting
okay.
this time.
All right. So we're going to listen to that piece of music. Is it called The Soldier's March or Soldier's Tale?
The piece of music is The Soldier's March as he comes home on leave.
Okay. Well, here we go.
On a hot and dusty road, tramps a soldier with his load. Ten days leave he has to spend. Will his journey never end? On his way. Marching, marching all the day, soon he will be home to stay.
Now we're going to go from soldiers to royalty.
I will tell you how you get there.
Okay.
Are we on?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. Thanks. up until this point, we're going to hear the royal march, but many transactions have taken place between the soldier and the devil, who appears throughout the piece in various disguises. The soldier's name is Joe, and he has a knapsack or a rucksack with him, and he has all kinds of treasures in there, including a violin, an old violin that's not worth very much. But he trades the violin to the devil for a book, which promises all kinds of fortune. And the premise is that it will take 3 days, but in reality it takes 3 years. And the soldier has lost everything he had before because of this bet with the devil. And we'll see how it turns out later on. But now he's going to the king to wake the princess and bring her back to life. Thank you.
So we woke the princess, and now we're moving on?
We're moving on. I should mention that the narrator, whom you heard in the very first, The Soldier's March, is, in our case, James Klyla, great baritone with whom I've worked many, many times. We go back about 30 years. Hmm. And so Jim is coming up to do the narrator for us. We move on. There's been about 20 minutes of acting, playing, and so on that has transpired. So the princess gets up and she dances to three dances, the tango, the waltz, and ragtime.
Well, that's an interesting combination.
It is.
All right. Well, listen to all those three together.
That's right.
Here is the princess's room. She is lying on her bed and doesn't move. The soldier enters and begins to play. Opens her eyes, turns her head towards the soldier. She sits up in bed. Thank you. crawling on all fours. He circles round the soldier, trying to snatch the violin from him. The soldier has an idea. He begins to play the violin.
Ed, although this segment's running a little bit long, we want to complete our story, and we have three snippets left, right?
That's correct. The Great Chorale, and then the Triumphal March comes soon after that. The devil wins in this battle of wits. The moral, which you will hear, is that we can't go back and have what we had when we were younger and also what we have now. That's called greed, and you can't have both. And young Joseph tries to go back to his village, but he can't make it. He looks back at the princess who is with him now, and it's sort of like Orfeo. And then he looks back, and he turns away. And goes on by himself.
All right, we'll listen to those three pieces, take a short break, and be back with more.
Seek to add to what you have, what you once had. You have no right to share what you are with what you were. Forbidden, you must learn to choose between. One happy thing is every happy thing. Two is as if they had never been. Everything, he thinks. I always will have everything, he thinks. But one day she says, I know so little about you still. Tell me about yourself. Come on, tell me. Started a long time ago. It was a cottage I used to share with my mother. I was a soldier then, you know. Far, far away. I've almost forgotten where. Suppose,
Suppose we went there?
No, that is forbidden.
Suppose we go? We'd be back before we were missed. No one would ever know.
She looks at him and smiles and says, You want to? I can see you do. It isn't much to ask of you. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Why not? You want to? I can see you do. He says, Come over here to me.
Not until you say yes.
And so he thinks, If we did go, perhaps this time my mother will know me.
Why not? Just to pay a call, and she could come and live with us. Then I should really have it all.
They're on their way. They're nearly there. A scent he knows hangs in the air. He has gone on ahead to find the frontier. She is a little way behind. He calls her. He turns back. Then changes his mind.
The Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's with Ed Marquard as director, conductor, all-around good guy. And
thank you.
My name is Mike Maino, and welcome back to Conducting Conversations as we find out about the programs that are going to be held in the near future. The first segment we talked about and listened to music from the August 14th concert at 3 o'clock at St. John's Church in Barrington. And then the next concert, September 18th, at also 3 o'clock on Sunday, will be at St. John's. And we're going to talk about that in this middle segment of our program. And, Ed, what's this one all about?
We're very delighted to have Jane Murray, who's a superb English hornist, has played in the Philharmonic. She was principal oboe for the Civic Chorale Orchestra for many years, teaches at URI and has private students as well. She will be playing two works, Rhapsody by Gordon Jacob and the piece we are going to hear, Soliloquy by Jennifer Higdon, one of our really wonderful composers, contemporary composers. Before that, we'll listen to the Overture to the Impresario by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
All right. And if you'd like to check out information, you can go to the website, which is very easy to remember. It's the initials, COBSJ, for Chamber Orchestra of Barrington and St. John's, .org. After that, we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's is the subject of today's program. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting once again with Ed Marquard, the conductor of the orchestra. And Ed has been around for more than 5 years in the music scene in Rhode Island, more than 10, more than 20, more than 30, more than 40.
I came here in 1973.
1973.
To Rhode Island College, where I taught for 40 years.
So we have to have your 50th anniversary next year.
Well, okay, if you say so.
Right?
Yeah, don't invite too many people.
Well, that'll be true. Next year will be the 50th anniversary of your Rhode Island appearance.
Like the Pilgrims, I landed in Rhode Island in 1973.
Well, there you go. Well, that's it's great. You know, it's always interesting to me that from a historical perspective, we have some great names in music and we have some great people in the arts in Rhode Island. And I imagine the stories you could tell, and I'm sure people say to you, you should have written a book, right?
My son, most of all, keeps telling me to write a book.
Right. Well, maybe you should do that. And
if I find time, I will. I'm supposed to be retired, you know.
All right. Well, we're going to talk in this last segment about a concert on November 6th and all the details about that. And then we'll touch a little bit later on what's coming up for next year. But right now, let's get to the February 6th concert and tell us about this.
Well, I'm very pleased to have two of our members. Each season, we feature our own membership, two, one, whatever, as soloists. We've done Bach Brandenburg with flutes and as soloists, and now this time it's for our trumpet section, James Stone and Mary Laurent Sheehan. We'll be playing the Vivaldi Concerto for Two Trumpets in C major. Also on that program, we open with the Brahms St. Anthony Variations, formerly known as Variations on a Theme of Haydn, which it really isn't. Wonderful piece. And then after intermission, we'll do Joseph Haydn's Last Symphony, the London Symphony No. 104 in D major. So it's a very exciting concert.
And all right.
We're going to hear the first movement of the Trumpet Concerto by Vivaldi.
Okay, let's listen to that.
Thank you.
we've had an interesting program as usual, but we're going to have to wrap it up at this point. Ed, I just want to mention that once again, if you'd like information, go to the website, cobsj.org, Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John, .org, okay? And one of the things we haven't talked about is the fact that all of your concerts that we've been discussing, the one coming up on August 14th, then September 18th, then November 6th, and the ones next year are free to the public with donations accepted.
Yes, they're free, but yes, we do accept donations. We have to keep this ship afloat. You know?
Right. And if you'd like and you're listening tonight and you've enjoyed the music and the conversation, you can go to the website and donate right there as well. Even if you can't make one of the concerts, you can always donate to keep the music flowing, as they say.
Yeah, we hope you make the concert, and we're very appreciative of our audiences because the concert is free, but they do contribute very generously to our cause. So we're very happy about that.
All right. So I just touched on the dates. Maybe you want to give the highlights of what's happening on February 19th and then on Sunday, April 23rd.
Sure, I'd love to. Once again, we have such a plethora of wonderful talent here in the state of Rhode Island, as Mike mentioned earlier. Our soloist in February is Consuelo Sherba, who is the artistic, a wonderful violist and the artistic director of the ensemble Aurea. So she will be playing a viola concerto by Telemann and a piece by Paul Hindemith on that program. Also, in honor of Black History Month, we will be doing pieces by Jesse Montgomery, George Walker, and William Grant Still. A word about Jesse, we're doing her Starburst, which we'll hear in a few minutes. And Jesse was a fellow with Community Music Works, that great organization founded and run by Sebastian Ruth. This is a great organization that provides not only lessons, but instruments and so on to underprivileged children. And on our last concert on April 23rd, we are featuring a work by another Rhode Island composer, Peter Boyer, who has gone on to great, great things. His music has been performed all over the world and by great orchestras. Most notably, the Boston Symphony did his Ellis Island with narrators Robert De Niro and Morgan Freeman. And his work is called Three Olympians. And I thought it was nice to do an Olympian symphony. So we end the season with Beethoven's iconic Fifth Symphony in C minor. And that's the season.
Sounds like a great time. Ed, thanks so much for coming in tonight, updating us on the Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's. And once again, check out the website, get your tickets. Get there, support the group, make donations, all the things that are necessary to keep this wonderful organization afloat. And, Ed, hopefully we'll see you back here in the fall later, and we can talk about the spring concerts a little more.
That'll be great, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. And we'll see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.